You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
With not knowing we were using the Dower House till the last minute, we were here till really late last night.
Emma looks all in.
Oh, mind you, she's got a lot on her mind. What with what's happening to Ed as well. Now, can you pass me at the end of the bunting?
Hang on. It's a little twisted, Fallon. There.
Thanks.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's worried his herd hasn't got a future.
Oh, no.
You know about Mike bailing out?
Yes, but isn't he supposed to be finding a buyer for his business?
Well, that's the idea, Linda, but there doesn't seem to be anyone interested.
Oh, dear.
If he can't sell it, well, Ed hasn't got a buyer for his milk. Oh. Right, last bit.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Oh, I say, personalised bunting.
Well, there's not much of it.
Happy naming day, Mungo.
This was all I managed to rescue from the collapse of the marquee.
Oh, well, you've done a splendid job, Fallon.
Thanks.
Quite transformed the old place.
How on earth you got it all done at such short notice?
The decorations were the easy part.
And I think of the hours, the days we spent on that wretched marquee.
It was the catering at the time.
Yes, well, the dietary requirements have proved somewhat Byzantine, haven't they?
Well, I couldn't have done it without Emma. She's really got a knack with gluten-free pastry.
Oh, Leonie, come and have a look at this.
What?
Fallon's festive bunting.
Oh, that is just gorgeous.
Uh-uh.
Oh, look, Mungo, look. Little flags with your name on.
Oh, who's a lucky boy?
And see what he's wearing? The matinee jacket that you knitted for him.
Lovely.
And matching hat from great-grandma Peggy. Oh, and Linda, the llama wool blanket is standing by in case he gets cold during the ceremony.
Oh.
And we want everyone to see what talented grannies you've got. Don't we, Mungo?
But to offer my job to Geraldine.
Yes, okay.
Before I'd even agreed to go.
Don't keep banging on about it.
Sorry. She doesn't even like the woman.
Roy!
She's always complaining about her foghorn voice.
But the point is, what are you going to do?
More of the same, I suppose. Keep looking for work.
About Elizabeth?
What can I do? She's made it perfectly clear she wants shot of me.
But she can't just sack you. Not without just cause.
And you don't think that what happened counts?
Well, what happened was as much her fault as yours.
Can't go back, Hayley. Not after what we said to each other on Friday. There's no way we can work together now.
Well, if you're not going back, then neither am I.
Oh, come on. We can't afford to lose your wages as well as mine.
What I earn barely keeps the kids in shoes. No, if Elizabeth isn't going to treat you fairly, she can manage without me.
But haven't you got school parties booked in?
I'll work my notice, okay? And not for her benefit, but because I don't want to let the kids down. But if Elizabeth expects... Oh, Vicky said she might call in.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to answer. Smile, Roy.
Vicky, come on in.
I thought when I heard about the disaster with the marquee, that's it. We're going to have to call the whole thing off.
Yeah, well, it has been quite a scramble to get everything ready.
You're so good at this sort of thing, aren't you? I remember that adorable Alice in Wonderland party you did for Linda.
Yeah, yes. I've put some of my business cards on the table with contact numbers and details on my website. Is that all right?
So what?
Business cards. So if any of your friends want to get in touch?
Yeah, that's fine. You know, Fallon, I can't believe you find all these lovely things at car boot sales.
I'm hoping to go over to France next week. They have these amazing, what they call, brocantes, a sort of cross between an antique fair and a flea market. Mm. I was thinking I might take Emma with me. She could do with cheering up a bit.
And this is what you want to do with your life, is it, Fallon?
What?
Does it give you a sense of fulfilment?
Well, yeah, when it goes right.
No, I had a dream of starting my own business.
Did you?
You see, I've always been a creative person.
Uh-huh.
And I imagined that that's where my future lay. Oh, I had such arguments with James about it. He seemed to think I didn't have the determination to see it through.
Well, you know, it just kind of take over your life.
But now I have discovered where true creativity lies.
Ah.
Oh, take my advice, Fallon.
Yeah.
Have a baby.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I'm ready.
Believe me, there is far more joy and fulfilment in nurturing a new life than you will ever find in old crockery and party planning.
Right.
And you've got that gorgeous boyfriend, haven't you?
What?
The policeman.
Oh.
Leonie, darling. Coriander's here.
Oh, excellent.
And also Anastasia, is it?
Oh, she came.
Yeah, and Gustav.
Gustav! Mungo, you are... are a lucky boy. My bestest ever friends are going to be your guide parents.
Do you think she knows?
Of course not.
She kept on going on about me looking haggard.
Well, you do. You look dreadful. Although, I'm surprised Vicky noticed. She's so wrapped up in selling the house and swanning off to Birmingham.
Saw the for sale board's gone up.
And it's on the agent's website. There must be a fair amount of interest if they're having an open day.
Well, at least we'll only have to put up with gawping strangers for one day.
What are we going to tell Mike and Vicky? And the girls? I mean, they'll all notice you're not going to work anymore.
Could say I'm having a bit of a holiday.
No.
Well, after all, I've put in a heck of a lot of overtime lately. I've earned some time off.
No more lies. Please.
Well, I can't tell them the truth, can I?
You had a difference of opinion with Elizabeth about, I don't know, something or other, and you're looking for a new challenge.
No one's going to believe it.
Well, we've got to say something. It'll be all round the village in a day or two. Oh,
don't, Hayley, please.
Well, it will.
I know.
Because no good feeling sorry for yourself.
I'm not.
No, what's done is done.
Because I'm trying to say sorry. Ruined everything.
Yeah, so you keep saying. But what we have to do now is find a way forward. Put together some kind of story that will hold water. And as for Elizabeth, she's going to pay for this. One way or another.
Thank you, Dad. That was lovely. Isn't it, Mungo? Haven't you got a lovely grandpa? And finally we come to Grandma Linda.
Thank you, Leonie. This is a poem by Robert Frost, which I believe encapsulates everything that Robert has just said about our aspirations for little Mungo on his journey through life. The surest thing there is we are riders, and, though none too successful at it, guiders through everything presented, land and tide, and now the very air of what we ride.
Someone wants his lunch.
What is this talked-of mystery of birth but being mounted bareback on the earth? We can just see the infant up astride, his small fist buried in the bushy hide.
Oh, look, he's waving his small fist.
There is our wildest mount, a headless horse. But though it runs unbridled off its course, and all our blandishments would seem defied, we have ideas yet that we haven't tried.
Oh, look at his little face.
Did you like that, Mungo?
Oh, obviously a child of impeccable taste.
Your turn now, Lillian.
Oh, well, how am I supposed to follow that? I had a speech all prepared about how I'm going to inspire and encourage Mungo, but, well, it's all been said already. And what I really feel is, well, James will probably back me up on this. I was a bit of a rubbish mother. I left him far too often with a nanny and then packed him off to boarding school, and we never had nearly enough fun together. So... that's what I promise you, Mungo. We are going to have lots of fun, and I'm going to be a much more fun granny than I ever was a mother. Oh. Now, come on, Fallon, break out the bubbly and let's drink the little fellow's health.
I reckon you can claim unfair dismissal.
What are you looking at?
Just trying to get some information on employment law. She's meant to give you notice, for a start.
Well, she's paying me a month's salary in lieu.
There's a whole legal procedure she's supposed to go through. She hasn't done any of it.
Look, it's water under the bridge now, Hayley.
Well, you can't just let her get away with it. We can't survive without your salary.
I'll get another job.
Well, that could take weeks, months. And
I'll give Caroline Elizabeth, a ring, see if there's anything going at Grey Gables.
Elizabeth just isn't treating you fairly. She's as much to blame as you are. If she wants rid, she's got to compensate you, Roy, properly.
But how can I? What am I supposed to do?
I think we need to get some proper legal advice. I'll give Usha a call.
Usha?
What's wrong with that?
Well, she and Elizabeth are really good friends.
She's a lawyer, Roy.
Yeah, and we've got history.
A long time ago. She's not going to let personal feelings cloud a professional judgment. Unlike some people I could mention.
Now, I think I can safely say that I've never before attended quite such a bizarre ceremony.
But ultimately, rather moving.
Yes, in an odd kind of way.
Can I top anyone up?
Oh, yes, please, darling.
Lillian, you are such a genius.
Oh, where on earth did you find that?
Matt just gave it to me.
Oh, he thinks it's utterly ridiculous.
I thought Mungo's little matinee jacket was a work of art, but this is extraordinary.
Oh, you surely don't think...
Have you seen this, Linda?
No.
Isn't she clever to knit a whole pot of flowers?
You knitted that yourself?
It must have taken you forever. The pot, the earth, the leaves, the petals. Look, there's even a little bee on top. Isn't that sweet?
You should enter that for the flower and produce share.
Oh, what a good idea.
Peggy was just saying that we're going to be short of flowers this year.
Oh, very funny. No, but there's a craft section, isn't there? Oh, no. I can't enter.
Oh, come on, Lillian. Don't be bashful.
I'm going to kill Matt.
What?
Leonie, dear, we were just saying, Lillian and I, how we would like to have a photo of the two of us with our darling grandson.
Oh, were we? Oh, yes, of course. Fallon, can you take the flower pot?
Okay.
Now, who's going to hold dear Mungo?
Linda?
No, I really think you should.
Here you are, then. Oh, dear. Say hello to Granny Lillian.
I'm not really very good with babies.
Yeah, just support his head.
Oh, right.
Yes. That's right. Now, move in a bit, Linda. Right. That's it. And smile.
Look, Mungo's smiling too.
Isn't that just wind?
Looks like a smile to me. Oh, hello, Mungo. Oh, hello, little man.
And what are you doing for your birthday?
If I have any say in the matter, ignoring it.
Oh, I shouldn't think David and Ruth will allow that.
They've got far more important things to worry about. Ruth's up to Prada later this week.
Again?
They're doing a home assessment.
What does that involve?
They bring Heather back from the hospital for the day to try and establish what she'll need to cope on her own.
Oh.
I think Ruth wants to be there to help organise it all.
So David's managing on his own again?
Which is why I don't think my birthday is very high on their list of priorities just now.
Oh. Well, at least Pip will be home soon. University starts next week.
She's back on Wednesday, I think. Moving into her new flat.
Oh, yes.
There'll be four of them, won't there?
Well, I'm not sure.
Two other girls and a boy, I think she said.
Well, it's going to make life a lot easier for her actually living in Felbersham, not having to commute.
We'll still see plenty of her. She's promised to help at Brookfield as often as she can.
By the way, Mum, have you spoken to Elizabeth lately?
Not for a few days, no.
Only I phoned yesterday, and she sounded rather harassed. She said she'd call me back, but she never did.
I'll call her later. Anyway, I must dash, darling. Cara said she'd be here by 2:30.
Well, don't go offering to carry suitcases or anything like that.
Kenton's coming over to help with the heavy stuff.
Oh, good.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, Helen, hello. What brings you over here?
Getting back on a horse for the first time in years.
Oh.
Well, actually, this is the second time.
Helen's planning to go hunting.
Hunting you?
If I can remember what to do.
I can remember you protesting about the hunt.
I did, yes. But it's not about killing foxes anymore, is it?
Well...
And Rob absolutely loves it. So he's persuaded me I'm being unreasonably prejudiced.
I see.
And Shula's very kindly going to lend me a horse and a hard hat.
Well, good luck.
I think I'm going to need it.
Anyway, I must be off.
Bye, darling. Thanks for lunch.
Oh, give my best to Carol.
I will.
Bye, Jill.
Bye.
Bye. So, how did you feel after last week?
Rather stiff the next morning.
Inevitably.
But I did enjoy it.
And you're happy with Pandora?
Oh, yeah, she's lovely. So, I was wondering... Any chance of an hour in the arena, going over the jumps?
You won't mind if I rearrange things a little?
Of course not.
And I see you've left me the family portrait.
What?
In the conservatory.
Oh, good heavens.
Much as I love your nearest and dearest Jill.
Sorry, I forgot.
It does rather dominate the space.
It was never meant to be that big. Kenton got the measurements wrong. I'll tell him to take it away. Anything else while he's at it?
Well, the picture's in here, perhaps.
Fine.
I brought a couple of favourites with me, and Anna's bringing more of my things tomorrow.
Oh, I've just sent her a birthday card. Oh,
you always were a very conscientious godmother.
It would be nice to see her again.
Well, come over for tea.
Now, I didn't...
I was planning to ask you later in the week with Peggy and Christine, but come tomorrow anyway. Anna would be so pleased to see you.
That would be lovely.
Good.
Talking of godchildren... You've just missed James Bellamy.
Where do you want this, Carol?
Oh, what's in it?
No idea, but it weighs a ton.
Probably my rock collection.
Every home should have one.
Upstairs, in the back bedroom, please.
Upstairs, of course.
Isn't he a sweetheart?
Kenton?
Well, you were saying, James Bellamy.
He got together with Lernie Snell, daughter of another Ambridge resident.
The Snells. I met Robert and Linda at Jenny's little drinks party.
Oh.
Didn't know they had a daughter, though.
Two, actually. Linda's Lernie's stepmother. Robert was married before. But Lernie and James have a son now. Mungo.
Mungo Bellamy?
I know.
Poor little mite.
They had a naming ceremony for him yesterday at Lillian's house. Peggy will tell you all about it. She was there, because, of course, she's Mungo's great-grandmother.
I can't say I'm sorry to have missed the occasion. Not that I was invited. But James was never my favourite godchild.
Wasn't he?
Precocious little brat, as I recall. I hope, like a good tempranillo, he has improved with age.
I couldn't possibly comment.
I dutifully remembered his birthday till he was 18 and gave up.
This looks like a picture of some sort.
Ah, yes, here in the sitting room, please, Kenton. We'll hang it straight away.
Well done. That's much better. You're getting the length now. How did it feel?
Fantastic. Well done, Pandora.
I told you it is like riding a bike.
I had half the fences down on my first round.
You think you've forgotten, but it very soon comes back.
Mind you, it's all very well clearing a few jumps in a nice arena. Can't help feeling I'm being a bit reckless going hunting so soon after getting back on a horse.
No, you'll be fine. Autumn hunting's mainly about training the hounds. And it's a nice, gentle introduction for people who are new to hunting.
Or out of practice.
You won't be the only one like that tomorrow.
I bet everyone else sails effortlessly over the hedges.
I doubt it. Anyway, do you want to go round one more time?
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll sort you out something to wear.
Here we are. First cup of tea in my new home.
I hope you'll be very happy here.
With homemade cake. Thank you for that.
Pleasure.
One thing I've never really got the hang of, baking.
You have so many other talents.
Flatterer. I'm sorry we couldn't persuade Kenton to stay.
He's promised to help move something at the pub.
It seems so right, somehow, having an archer behind the bar in the Bull again. It was your brother-in-law, Jack, when I first came here.
Mm.
And Peggy, of course. Now, shall I be mother?
That painting.
Do you remember it?
Didn't it hang over the fireplace at Manor Court?
That's right.
And what was the story? It was painted by your mother.
Yes. By some fluke of fate, it turned up in John's antique shop.
And you recognised the room?
The room in the picture, yes.
Ah. Thank you.
I knew it from somewhere. So John ferreted around and he discovered that the person who painted it was actually my real mother.
And you never knew about her?
That was how I found out I was the illegitimate offspring of penniless artists. I'd always assumed James and Marjorie were my parents, but actually he was my mother's cousin.
And what happened to them, James and Marjorie?
Killed in the Blitz. This cake is utterly scrumptious.
Good.
Anyway, enough about me. Tell me what delights there are to look forward to now I'm here.
Well, next weekend we have the Flower and Produce Show.
Oh, is that still going? How wonderful.
It's likely to be a slightly sad affair this year. We had the most terrible rainstorm last week, and everyone's flowers took a battering.
But there'll still be vegetables, won't there? The longest runner bean, the fattest pumpkin.
Yes, all of that.
And who was that woman? I remember one year she completely swept the board, won absolutely everything.
Jean Harvey?
Jean Harvey. Is she still around?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Joe and Eddie and Bert Horobin?
No, Bert Fry.
Oh, right, OK.
Yeah, no, the three of them are singing some old folk song. Yeah, your mum said they were really good, actually.
Well, so she's going to get them to sing at the Harvest Supper?
Well, that's the general idea. Mm-hmm. Though, the chances of Joe and Eddie staying sober long enough... Oh, God, this thing weighs an absolute ton.
I know, it's nearly there.
So, there seems to be all anybody wants me to do these days is heave heavy objects about.
OK, put it down when I open the van.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa, oh, careful! Sorry. Gosh, ooh. One of James Bellamy's mates is paying good money for this.
Oh, right, so you did get some business out of yesterday's bash, then.
Could have done a lot more if they didn't all live in London. Right, are you ready?
Hang on, Fallon.
What's the matter now?
You might want to...
You want to down with that?
Oh, it's you.
Well spotted.
What are you doing here?
Come to see you.
Oh.
Harrison, why don't you and I heave this thing into the van, and then, if you two want to commune in private, I think the ploughman's is empty just now.
That's it, through the loop at the back, and then bring the ends round.
Oh, I used to be able to do this without even looking in the mirror.
And then tie in the front.
Smooth the top down, and back the other way.
You see, you haven't forgotten.
This is the difficult bit, trying to get the knot to lie flat.
That's very good.
Then cross the ends over.
Right, let me find you a stop pin.
Oh, I'm sure I've still got several at home somewhere.
Oh, I've got plenty of spares. Here we are.
Thanks.
Now, you're all right for shirt and trousers.
Mm-hmm. And I've got a tweed jacket that'll probably do.
Good.
Right, there. How does that look?
Brilliant. So that's it, apart from boots.
Oh, I haven't really got anything suitable.
Oh, that's all right. I've got loads. Try this pair.
Thanks.
They may be a bit on the big side, but it's always worth wearing extra socks. It can be pretty chilly in the early morning. How does that feel?
Fairly roomy, but as you say, a couple of pairs of thick socks.
Well then, that's you all kitted out.
I understand, Fallon, really I do. You know, that business with your dad was unfortunate. But did you really have to dump me by text?
Well, once I'd realised that, you know, it really wasn't going to work, that there didn't seem to be any point in dragging it out.
Dragging it out?
Yeah, best to let you know sooner rather than later. That's what I thought.
Am I not even worth a farewell drink?
Well, wouldn't that just be prolonging the agony?
Yours or mine?
I just thought...
That I'd be begging you to reconsider.
No.
I wish you would. But if that's the way you feel...
I'm sorry, Harrison. I really am. I just can't... You see, this is what I really didn't want, to have to pick over the entrails.
Entrails?
Of our... It wasn't ever really a relationship, was it?
Could have been.
Oh, because I can. I can't put it into words. I just know. We don't have a future, you and me.
You could at least have phoned.
But you never pick up.
Only when I'm at work.
Well, I'd have ended up having to leave a message, and that would have been even worse.
Oh, you admit it's bad then, dumping someone by text.
Well, what difference does it make? If a relationship's not going anywhere, just finish it, draw a line, move on.
I thought better of you, Fallon. I really did.
Okay. Well, I'll be off. Bye then.
Bye.
I don't know who's more excited about this apprenticeship, you or Johnny.
I just don't want him to be late on the first day of his induction.
Morning.
Oh, hello, love.
Hello, Henry.
Well, are you going to say hello to Grandad?
Oh.
A bit grumpy this morning, aren't you, darling? Didn't like being woken up so early.
Oh, I thought you were always up with the lark, Henry.
He is, usually, but not this morning. And he wouldn't eat his porridge, so if you could make sure he has something before he goes to nursery.
Yeah, of course.
Now, are you going to let go of Mummy's leg?
No.
Right, well, I can't quite manage without it, so...
I don't want you to go.
I'll be back this afternoon.
No.
I'll come and fetch you from nursery.
I tell you what, Henry, why don't you come with me?
No, no.
We'll have a cuddle on the sofa and watch CBeebies.
I want Mummy. Well,
I'll be back very soon.
Come along. Let's see what's happening on the television, shall we?
Oh, dear.
Just not like him.
Even Henry disapproves.
What?
Of you going hunting.
Oh, come on, Dad.
I don't understand this change of heart.
It's not really a change of heart.
Isn't it? How do you work that one out?
Well, you know how much I enjoyed riding when I was young, and now that I'm with Rob, well, it just makes sense. He loves it so much.
Yeah, so you said.
He just lights up when he's out there. He's so happy when he comes home. And when Rob's happy... I'm happy.
Yeah. Even so, there's riding and hunting, not quite the same thing. You could just go out hacking together, surely, or go up to Home Farm, do the riding course.
Yes, we could. But Rob's heart is in the hunt.
Yes.
So why shouldn't I join him? Shula's been great, helping me get my confidence back. And to be honest, Dad, as soon as I got on a horse, it felt so at home.
But even when you were with Greg, you didn't hunt.
That was different.
And he was a gamekeeper.
But not a horseman. He was happy out in the woods, but... he was nothing like Rob. Nothing at all. Don't you see, Dad? This is something Rob and I can share. I want to take every opportunity to be with him, to join in with the things he loves.
But hunting... you were so against it. Like your mum and me.
Before the ban, of course I was. I still hate the idea of killing foxes for sport. But it's not about that now. It's just trail hunting.
Not what I've heard.
What a fantastic turnout.
Bit of a scrum, isn't it? Perhaps we should have met down at the green.
No, no, it's fine. Now the horse boxes have been moved.
And people say hunting is a dying sport.
Not if the South Borsetshire is anything to go by. Oh, hello, Helen.
Good morning, Master.
How lovely to see you.
Oh, this is amazing. I wasn't expecting such a crowd.
No, we were just saying.
It's grown enormously in recent years. A firm riposte to misguided attempts to stamp it out. Over 300,000 taking part last year.
Wow.
What have you done with Rob?
He's just paying our cap. Is that right?
Yes.
I used to know all the jargon when I was a kid.
Oh, it'll soon come back.
Well, the one thing I do remember is I'm supposed to wish you a good night at the end.
And watch out for any horses like that one, with a red ribbon on his tail.
It means he's a kicker. Yes, I know.
Otherwise, just follow Oliver.
Okay. All you really need to know is if I say hold hard, it means stop now.
Oh, here he comes. Morning, Rob.
Morning. And isn't it a glorious one?
Absolutely perfect.
Oh, it's wonderful to see the sun come up over the hills.
Worth dragging yourself out of bed in the middle of the night.
It was a bit of a shock when the alarm went off.
I think it's time we made a move, don't you?
Yes, Master.
Oh, you never say that to me.
Shut up, you.
Now, this first stretch will be very slow, just walking, while we wait for the hounds to get into the first cover.
Which gives you time to enjoy the countryside in the early morning sun.
Oh, it does look glorious.
Okay, hounds, please.
Oh, don't you look smart?
It's the shirt Gran got for us.
Looks good. And you've combed your hair.
Got to make a good impression, haven't I?
Don't want the college changing their mind and telling me to bog off back to Leeds.
That's not going to happen.
I'm taking no chances.
Today and tomorrow are for your benefit, so you know what you're letting yourself in for.
Only thing I'm worried about is...
having to redo your maths and English.
Yeah, I mean, suppose I mess up again.
You're not going to.
You don't know how rubbish I am at school stuff.
It's the one thing that might win your mum over.
Grandad...
She still hasn't agreed to you doing this.
Don't know why she's making such a fuss.
If you can persuade her that you're going to work really hard and get some qualifications, she might just let you stay.
You reckon?
We'll help you, Gran and me. And it's important, Johnny. Farming's not just about working outdoors. You have to keep records, order feed, do accounts.
Ed was saying.
Well, there you go. Ed regrets it now, doesn't he? That he didn't try harder at school.
Maybe.
Anyway, let's get going. The hunt is out today. We don't want to get stuck behind them. Whoa, gotta stop.
Whoa, Pandora, slow down. Good girl.
You okay?
That was just fantastic. Utterly exhilarating.
Told you.
I can't remember when I've enjoyed anything so much.
I thought you were going to steer clear of jumping today.
I was, but it was a low hedge and Pandora just went for it. And hey, it was brilliant.
I knew you'd love it.
Why have we stopped?
I'm not sure. That was a stopping the hounds call. They may have spotted a fox.
Oh dear.
Because they're young, it's quite difficult to call them off. Looks like they've gone into cover. Ah, yes, Oliver wants us to spread out.
What for?
Come over this way. A little more.
What's happening?
Well, the huntsman's trying to find out what the hounds are up to. Oliver wants us to spread out, so when they break cover, they don't charge back towards the road. Here they come.
Oh, there's a fox. Oh, no!
That's all right, it's all right. They're calling the hounds back. See? Fox got clean away.
Oh, good.
And I think the hounds are... yes, they've picked up the trail again. Come on, off we go.
Hi, Tony.
Oh, hello, love. Shouldn't Henry be at nursery by now?
I phoned and said we'd keep him home today.
Is he all right?
I don't know. He doesn't seem to have a temperature, but he's very listless. Oh. I tried to persuade him to eat some breakfast, but he wouldn't.
That's not like him.
And he said he wanted to see the cows, but I thought I'd better bring the pushchair with us just in case. And as you can see...
Up for the count.
Yeah, we barely made it out of the yard before he was asleep.
What about the dairy?
Oh, Clary can hold the fort this morning. And Helen should be back soon after lunch.
I should think she'd have had enough after a couple of hours.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I hope this doesn't wake him, but I do need to get on.
Oh, he's spark out. Go ahead. How do fly tippers always know when there's a gap?
Yeah, I meant to fix it the other day. But then Johnny asked me to explain our cropping plan in the poly tunnels. He went clean out of my head.
Well, now there's a pile of rubble to shift.
That should hold. Could have been worse. I can use most of it to fill the potholes by 6 acre. Better than mattresses.
All the same, if I got hold of the miserable so-and-so.
Yeah, I know.
Did everything go all right in Borchester?
Oh, yeah, fine. I took Johnny into the college, made sure he ended up in the right room. He instantly homed in on the prettiest girl there.
Really?
And was perfectly at ease, chatting away.
He's not troubled by shyness, is he?
Doesn't seem to be.
What are we going to do, Tony, if Sharon puts her foot down?
He's determined he's not going back.
She wants him home. And she's not saying he can't do the apprenticeship. She's just saying, wait a year or two, make sure it really is what he wants.
We know it is, Pat.
Yeah, I keep trying to put myself in Sharon's position. He is only 16. It's awfully young to be leaving home. Oof, that's close.
Heading this way.
Oh, Lord. It's all right, Henry. It's all right, darling. It's nothing to be scared of.
That's Mummy and Rob, that is.
There we are, old chap. That's better, is it? Soon have you rubbed down.
Oliver? Just had the strangest phone call.
Thanks, Oliver.
Oh, you're off, are you?
Yeah, we need to get these two back to the stables.
Thank you so much.
Did you enjoy it?
It was absolutely wonderful.
I think we have a convert here.
Well, that is good news. I'll be seeing you again soon, then.
Hope so.
And at the hunt ball?
Oh, wouldn't miss it for the world.
Good night, Master.
Oh, well remembered. Good night, Master, and thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Sorry, darling, you were saying?
Well, when I got back, there was a message to ring Roy. Uh-huh. I assumed it was some problem with the hunt ball. You know, because of it moving to Lower Loxley at short notice.
Yeah.
So I called him straight back and, well, he's not there anymore.
What do you mean?
He's left his job at Lower Loxley.
What?
He was actually ringing to ask if there was anything going at Grey Gables.
Why?
I honestly don't know. He said he felt it was time to move on and look for a new challenge. But he's already left. He's not even working his notice.
Mm, he must have fallen out with Elizabeth.
Oh, he says there's nothing to do with her. I don't understand it, Oliver. They've always got on so well, the two of them.
Well, she depends on him, doesn't she? Loxfest would never have happened if it hadn't been for Roy. How's she going to cope without him?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind finding out.
Well, wasn't Roy supposed to be handling the ball?
Oh, it's a very good reason to ring her, actually. To make sure it's still on track.
Can you offer him any work?
Oh, I'd have him back like a shot, but we've no vacancies at the moment. Nothing at all.
So I thought it was best to keep him home.
Yes, I've just seen your text.
Oh.
Are you a poorly boy, Henry?
No.
And then he fell asleep in the pushchair. He hardly had any lunch.
Shall we watch the DVD?
No, we're going home now, darling. Oh, I do hope he's not going to be ill. Hardly been into the shop this week. I really can't afford to take any more time off.
Hi, Gran.
Oh. Hi, Dolly.
Henry, high five.
Yay!
How did you get on?
Oh, it was great. Met some of the other apprentices. This really nice lass. She's going to be working on a farm over Edgeley. That's near here, isn't it?
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Yeah, I'll put the kettle on.
Hello, Dad.
Oh, you're still here.
Well, I was really late getting back, I'm afraid. By the time we got the horses to the stables, rubbed them down, cleaned all the tack.
You've been with the hunt?
Yes.
I bet that's good fun, isn't it?
Oh, terrific.
I'd love to go on a horse.
Well, I'm sure it can be arranged. Have you met Shula? She runs the stables.
No, I don't think you have.
Well, she's a cousin. She's really nice.
So she's my cousin too?
Twice removed, I should think. But yeah, you're related.
It's amazing. Suddenly I've got like this huge family.
Well, I'm sure she'll put you on a horse, give you a few lessons.
Cool. Maybe I can do that next week.
But you're starting college next week.
If your mum agrees.
Right, she's got to.
There's no got to about it, Johnny. If your mum says no, there's nothing we can do about it.
Look, whatever happens, I'm not going to college in Leeds. Right, no way.
It's as bad as it was yesterday.
Yeah, I got the same problem.
I've never seen the paddocks like this. Not so early on, anyway.
It's awful around the gate.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks of nice, warm autumn sunshine, that's what we need.
Yeah. Anyway, guess we'd better get down to Coombe Belt. Potato harvester should be here any minute.
Oh, do you want to hear some good news?
Well, I could do with some.
Well, potentially good news. Some bloke's got in touch about buying Mike's business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Shouldn't count my chickens, I know, but at least someone's asking. Starting to lose hope.
Who is it? Have you any idea?
All I know is he runs some milk rounds over Felpersham Way.
Oh, so he's looking to expand an existing business?
I guess.
Well, that sounds promising.
He's coming to have a look in the morning. So I may be late coming over here, assuming you want me tomorrow.
Oh, yes, please. I'm not going to finish the spuds today.
We've been going crazy trying to clean the place up, scraping the yard, smartening up the bottling plant.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
Thanks.
Ah, look, perfect timing. Here's Ash with the harvester.
Grandad.
What?
Does anyone use the quad bike parked up at the back of the feed shed?
Well, not at the moment, no. It's Tom's, actually.
Oh, would he be all right about me using it?
Well, I shouldn't think he'd mind. You ever ridden one before?
No, but I've mucked about on mopeds and that.
Well, it's not quite the same thing.
Oh, it'd be brilliant for going up to Grange Farm.
No chance, Johnny. You have to be 17 to take it on the road.
Ah, well, maybe around the farm then, or...
Well, there's no harm in that. You'll need a helmet.
Do I have to?
Yes. I'm sure we've got one somewhere.
I look alright divvying helmets. And if I'm not out in traffic, then...
That's the deal, Johnny. You want to ride the quad bike, you wear a helmet. Remember what happened to your dad?
Yeah, sorry.
Farms aren't playgrounds.
Right.
I dare say you learn all about health and safety on your course.
If I ever get to do it.
You will. If not this year.
What's the point of waiting?
I know. You talked to Eamon about it last night, didn't you?
Yeah. He gets it. He knows I'm serious.
What did he say about you staying here?
Nothing much. He might talk to Mam, that's all. See what sort of mood she's in first.
I expect he misses you as well.
Yeah. It'd be great if you could see me taking the herd out.
Well, one of these days. Anyway, talk to your mum tonight. Oh, and by the way, have you had chicken pox?
No idea.
Well, will you ask her when you speak to her?
Why?
You remember Henry was under the weather yesterday?
He's not got chicken pox.
Right so. Ellen ran first thing. Poor little fellow's erupted in spots.
Right, that's all arranged. Vicky will pick Abby up from the school bus and give the two of them their tea.
Good.
She's still banging on about what a bad idea it was. You quitting your job.
Oh, can't she give it a rest? Beginning to wish we hadn't told them.
Well, they'd have found out soon enough.
What time will we be back, do you reckon?
No idea. I don't know how long these things take.
It's a pity Yusha couldn't see us earlier.
It's lucky she can see us at all. She's a very busy woman. What are you doing?
I'm seeing what's available.
And?
Well, there's an assistant restaurant manager job at the Waverley.
In Felpersham?
Yeah.
It's worth a shot.
Well, they want references.
Even Elizabeth's not going to deny you a reference. That really would be vindictive.
Well, I'm not going to ask until we've talked to Usha. I need to know exactly where I stand.
I've had an email from Elizabeth accepting my resignation.
What did she say?
Usual guff. It thanks for my years of service, my invaluable contribution to the Lower Loxley Education Programme. But reading between the lines, you could tell she was breathing a huge sigh of relief to be getting rid of me.
People are getting mad with us.
What?
Hang on. I've just had my ear bent by Hilary Noakes.
Oh, don't tell me. Mud in the road.
Yeah, well, it is pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. I'll get out there and clear it up. But I'm afraid that that's the least of our problems, Ed. We're going to have to stop.
Oh, what?
Ash says we're going to have to pack up.
God, you're not serious.
Well, apparently it's so claggy down there, Ash is picking up more mud than spuds. You can't carry on.
Oh, you're joking.
I'm really sorry, Ed.
No, that's not your fault. It's just frustrating. We've got well over half the field in.
Yeah, I know, but he says it's too sodden. So he's going to move on to his next job and come back next week.
I've had to leave me job, and I'm sort of wondering what my rights are.
Oh, I see. Roy, I'm sorry, but I think I ought to recommend that you talk to one of my colleagues about this. As you know, Elizabeth is a close friend.
Look, I didn't choose to leave, and I just need some advice. Please.
Elizabeth has decided to dispense with his services.
Elizabeth has fired you?
Yes.
Go on. Tell her what happened.
What? All of it?
You can't expect Usha to help unless you tell her the whole truth.
Well, I really don't think...
Oh, look, Usha, all I'm asking for is a bit of advice. I don't want to make things difficult for you with Elizabeth, but I trust you. And I really don't want to speak to someone I don't know about all this. Please. Just a bit of advice.
Well, okay.
Right. Well, the thing is, me and Elizabeth, we went to this music festival.
Greenbury Fields. This was back in June.
Yeah, the idea was, well, she'd never been to one, and I wanted her to, you know, before Loxfest, to have the experience, so she'd know what to expect, what she was letting herself in for, and, well...
They got drunk.
A bit, yeah.
And ended up, you know...
In the same sleeping bag.
Oh, I see.
And Elizabeth made the first move.
What? Well, I certainly wouldn't have, you know, but if she hadn't... But like I say, we were rather drunk.
And now Elizabeth blames you?
What? No.
Yes, she does.
Of course she does.
Look, we both knew it was, you know, a one-off.
So what's happened since?
How do you mean?
Why is Elizabeth firing you now?
Because of Lily and Freddie.
And what's it got to do with them?
Well, Freddie got it into his head. Well, he did see us once or twice. Just having a hug, that's all.
Just a hug?
Yes.
Nothing more?
What about the locket?
Yeah, but Freddie sort of put two and two together and he made, like, 15.
Tell her about the locket?
Oh, it was nothing. It was just a little memento I bought her.
A heart-shaped locket?
Yeah, a memento of Locksfest, that's all. But she gave it back.
Well, she gave it to Freddie to return to Roy. It almost like she wanted him to find out. And, of course, he told Lily. And that's what Elizabeth can't stand.
Hayley, please.
The fact that her kids know what she's been up to.
So, let me see if I've understood this. Elizabeth has let you go because Freddie and Lily have found out, or believe they've found out, that you and she were having, or have had, a sexual relationship.
Exactly.
And if it wasn't for that, you think Elizabeth would have been happy for you to continue working at Lower Loxley?
Oh, yes.
So she can't claim that you were failing to do your job properly.
After Locksfest? No way.
Or that she's making you redundant because there's no work available?
She's already appointed someone to do my job.
So, she would have to argue some kind of breakdown in your professional relationship, a personality clash or irreconcilable differences.
She's not saying that.
No, but it's sort of a catch-all that Elizabeth would have to cite to justify her action.
Whatever excuse she comes up with, she'd still have to give him proper notice and all that, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she still has to follow the proper procedures.
And if she refuses?
Well, then you can request ACAS conciliation and, if necessary, take her to a tribunal.
What are you stopping for?
Just checking my phone. It's only a text from Gaz.
Can you switch it off? You need to give the quad your full attention.
I can't, though, can I, Grandad?
Oh, yeah.
She promised she'd ring back as soon as she got home. That's any time now.
All right, but focus on what you're doing. Start it up again.
Okay.
Nice and gently. Easy on the throttle.
Well, it's harder than it looks.
Now, bring it round. Slowly, slowly! Well done.
Gonna take it up to Pigs?
Not till you've had a lot more practice, especially on bends.
Okay.
You nearly had it over a minute ago.
Yeah, but like, I'm getting the hang of it.
We'll try another circuit of the yard, this time going round the trailer.
Yeah, okay.
Nice and steady.
It's her.
Well, go on then.
Hi. Yeah, great, ma'am. Have you, what? I don't know, I'm outside. Some kind of bird. Have you made your mind up? Yeah? Well, you mean it? Really? Yes! Soz, I didn't mean to deafen you. Can I tell Grandad and ring back? Oh, that's brilliant. That's totally brilliant. You're brilliant, ma'am. I love you. Oh, yeah, have I had chicken pox? Right. Okay. Talk later. Thanks. You never guess what she said.
I think I've an idea.
She says yes. Her and Herman have talked and I can stay here, be your apprentice.
Oh, Johnny.
Isn't that brilliant?
That is fantastic.
Yes. Oh, and there's more good news. I have had chicken pox.
So you're not prepared to accept what Elizabeth has offered so far?
No.
But if Roy takes her to a tribunal or whatever, it's going to be all round the village.
Not necessarily.
No, I draw the line at that. Everyone knowing.
I assume Elizabeth will be just as unwilling to let this become public knowledge.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, so if we just raise the possibility...
You'd be amazed how many out-of-court settlements are agreed at the courtroom door because neither party wants their dispute out in the open.
So it's up to her to make me a decent offer.
In return, you'll no doubt have to sign a settlement agreement.
What, like a gagging order?
Yeah. It will probably include a confidentiality clause waiving your right to bring any further claim.
Oh, that's not a problem.
And what do we do? I mean, send her a letter or what?
As I said, Hayley, if you want to take this any further, I really do suggest you get some independent legal advice. I can't act for you. I can recommend another firm or ask one of my colleagues to draw something up.
No. I should go and see her myself. Now I know where I stand, I want to do this face to face.
I feel bad leaving you on your own again, David.
I'll survive.
With all those calves to feed.
Oh, it doesn't take long with the feeders.
And I can't even say when I'll be back this time. Early next week, I hope.
But if they're doing the assessment this afternoon, Ruth...
I get the impression that's the easy bit. It's organising the carers and the meals on wheels and the handrails and everything.
Yeah, well, you just stay as long as you need to. I've got Eddie coming in to do the extra milking, and Pip will be in and out.
No sooner has she come back than I'm off.
Ah, she understands. Her mum's in charge of catering, so me and the boys will be well looked after.
I know you will. I just can't...
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Now tell me.
Well, it's the same old worry. What do we do if Mum can't manage on her own? I mean, last week...
No, I know.
She wore herself out, struggling to put one foot in front of the other.
Well, that should get easier.
Possibly.
Well, with all the physiotherapy and everything.
I still find it very hard to imagine her getting round the house on her own.
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, Ruth.
Hey, let me take that, Mum.
Thank you, love. It can go in the boot.
Good heavens, you must have packed half the freezer in here.
There's a quiche, a shepherd's pie and a lasagna.
I'm only going for a few days.
You'll have much more important things to worry about than cooking. And there's a loaf of bread and some honey. And a cake for Heather, if she feels up to trying it.
Oh, Jill.
Now, here are some sandwiches and fruit for the journey and a flask of tea.
There are services on the A1, you know.
But this is so much nicer. And it'll save me lots of time. Thank you, Jill.
And I apologise for the lack of flowers. But everything that's looking reasonable in the garden I need for the flower and produce show on Sunday.
I'm sure Mum will forgive you.
Give her my love anyway.
I will.
And have a good journey.
Yeah. Bye, love. You call me when you get there.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Morning, Adam.
Gran, I didn't know you were here.
I came for a coffee. Your mother's giving me a lift to Brookfield.
Ah.
We were just about to leave when the delivery van arrived.
I saw it turn up.
Your mother's bought another bookcase.
Ah, yes.
From Felbersham Auctions.
Yeah, I remember her saying she was thinking of going.
Though what she needs another bookcase for, I really can't begin to imagine.
Well...
And it's a very beautiful piece of Georgian mahogany, so I don't suppose it was cheap.
I expect it's for John Tregaron's books.
Pardon?
She hasn't told you?
Told me what?
About the legacy.
No.
John Tregaron left her a collection of antiquarian books in his will.
Oh. Has he?
Well, I guess Mum decided that to display them to best advantage...
Display them? Oh, really? If she had any sense at all, she'd be packing those books straight off to auction herself. Not showing them off to the world.
Ah, I thought Mum had told you.
No, she hasn't. She hasn't mentioned anything about a legacy.
Oh, okay.
What does Brian have to say about it?
I don't know. We haven't discussed it.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Good morning.
Well, please, don't let me interrupt. But if I could have a word, Adam, when you're free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's my lift. Thank you for letting me know, Adam. Now I'll leave you two to talk shop.
Bye, Gran.
Bye, dear.
Let me guess.
What?
You want to know why we haven't finished the maize harvest?
Well, you've been saying for the past week that all it needs is a couple of fine days to get into Longfield and finish off.
We're all ready to go. As you can see, I'm getting the forage harvester ready again.
So when are you starting?
Tomorrow. Although the ground is still pretty sticky in places.
Shouldn't be a problem at the top end.
That's where I was going to start.
And the sun's up. If it were down to me, I'd make a start this afternoon. Clear sky, good breeze.
Except...
Perfect harvesting weather.
Yeah, except there's still going to be mud on the roads, and some of the neighbours are already up in arms about it.
Yes, but you're prepared. Is that not a road brush that I see before me?
Yes, it is. But the gateway out of Longfield is right on the bend in the lane. Mud gets really compacted there, and the road brush simply won't shift it. You really are a glass-half-empty person, aren't you, Adam?
What?
You don't always have to focus on the negatives. I'm simply trying to be a responsible farmer.
Listen, get your mate Ed Grundy in. Put him on road sweeping duties.
I don't know if he's free.
Ring him up and ask him. Come on, Adam. Let's get this show on the road.
Mmm, that was delicious.
Some more?
No, that'll do me, thanks.
I'll put the kettle on.
Actually, I won't stop for a cup of tea. I'm sorry to be antisocial, Auntie Peggy.
Oh, don't mind me.
But I haven't got Eddie today, so I've got to see to the calves and the sheep before milking.
I'll bring you out a flask later.
Oh, thanks.
Have you heard from Ruth?
No, not yet.
You should just about be in Prudder by now.
Yep.
It's a terribly long drive, isn't it?
It is a good long way. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Bye, love.
Bye.
We're so lucky, aren't we?
In what way?
Having our children here on the doorstep.
Oh, yes.
Is there any chance that Heather might move down here?
I have suggested it, but she's lived in Prudder all her life. That's where all her friends are. Now, cup of tea.
Oh, that'd be lovely. How's Elizabeth these days?
Busy.
I haven't seen her for quite a while.
I hoped she'd slow down a bit after Locksfest, but it doesn't seem to have happened.
I gather Roy's having some time off.
Is he?
Well, I saw him in the village yesterday and Tuesday. Normally, he's so smart. But he was wearing the most awful baggy T-shirt. He must be on holiday.
Elizabeth didn't mention it, but it would explain why she's so busy. All she could talk about was the Hump Ball and what they've got planned for Christmas. Anyway, what did you think of Glebe yesterday?
Oh, doesn't it look different?
Couldn't believe it when I saw what Carol had done.
It's quite a transformation.
She's moved a lot of the furniture round, and the rest is all the stuff that Anna brought up for her. Those lovely curtains.
And the Persian rug.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Mm.
And then all the cushions and the pictures.
I see she's still got that strange painting of the house where she was born.
Yes, that was the first thing she put up.
I can't say I'd want it hanging over my mantelpiece.
It's a bit spooky, isn't it? I can't decide if it's the picture itself or the story behind it.
It hints at a lot of secrets.
Peggy.
Though the thing I've always wondered about, Carol says her adoptive parents were killed in the Blitz.
Was that in Birmingham, do you know, or London?
London. She'd only have been very young.
Oh. Yes, you're right.
So, who looked after her then? Where did she live? And what was she doing before she turned up in Ambridge?
Oh, no. What is it now?
Have you got a moment?
Sure.
How's it going?
Pretty well, I think.
Good to get things underway at last, isn't it?
I could wish the soil had dried out a bit more, but...
Hey, you were right about the mud in the lane.
Yeah, it's getting pretty compacted. Despite Ed's sterling efforts with the brush...
I had a word with him. Hope you don't mind.
About what?
I suggested he should get off the tractor occasionally and scrape the road with a shovel.
I bet that went down well.
Yeah, he said, oh, what a good idea.
Did he really?
What do you think?
He can be a little touchy sometimes.
Yeah, you don't have to remind me.
No, of course I don't.
But he agreed, so the local busybodies won't have anything to complain about.
They're not busybodies, Charlie, they're my neighbours.
Right, your delightful neighbours. And we've got to keep them on side, haven't we?
Ed's going to have to knock off in an hour or so to go and see to his cows.
You could take Jeff or Andy off the trailers for half an hour.
That's what I was planning to do.
Sorry. I'm doing it again, aren't I?
What?
Telling you how to do your job.
You do rather make a habit of it.
Sorry.
Anyway, Andy's going to take over on the mud scraping. I'm determined we're not going to get any more complaints.
Good. Although Ambridge will doubtless start grumbling and groaning again when it hears about our latest planning application.
What?
We've resubmitted.
No. Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
What?
BL's plans for world domination are nothing to do with me.
Oh, come on, Adam.
I just want to keep my head down and get on with the job. Now, if you don't mind...
Okay. I'll let you get on.
Thanks.
though you're not going to get very far in the modern world with that kind of attitude.
I'm a farmer, Charlie, not a PR man.
What is keeping your neighbours happy if not good PR? Just keep up the good work.
I just feel so useless.
Oh, come on. You're doing your best.
I could never be a full-time carer. Not even for my own mum.
Well, you don't have to be.
But if she can't manage on her own...
That's why we talked about sheltered accommodation.
Her attitude seems to be hardening. Says she's not keen to go into any kind of home.
Yeah, well, not a home, but a purpose-built flat with a warden on call.
She knows all about them. But she's so stubbornly independent.
Well, what's she going to do then, if she really can't cope?
I don't know. Maybe I'm being unnecessarily pessimistic.
Love, your mother has got a lot of sense. She knows that she can't expect you to drop everything and rush up to Prudder every other week.
Here we are. Oh, sorry.
It's Ruth.
Give her my love.
I heard that. And tell Jill Mum says thank you for the lovely cake.
Okay, I will.
Anyway, I'd better let you go. I'll call you in the morning.
Yeah, all right then. Well, you sleep well.
I'll try. Bye.
Bye, love. Bye. Bye-bye. Heather says thank you for the cake.
How is she?
No real difference.
Oh.
Ruth says she's still very frail.
Oh, dear.
She's going to need a heck of a lot of support if she's going to be able to go home. And, well, Ruth doesn't think it'll work.
What does Heather think?
Oh, you know her, putting on a brave face, insisting she can manage.
Has Ruth suggested her coming here like we said last week?
Not yet. You know, realistically, we haven't got the room.
Well, I could move out.
Mum? No way. Anyway, you can't go back to Glebe. Carol's there.
There's always Rickyard Cottage once the summer visitors have gone.
No, Mum. Although, perhaps Heather could.
No, no. She'd never manage the steep stairs.
All right. Well, I suppose that's why I keep coming back to sheltered housing.
There isn't any round here, though, is there?
Must be places in Borchester.
But would Heather accept that?
She may have to, Mum, if she's as bad as Ruth says. We may not be able to leave her to her own devices in Prudder.
Freddie?
Yeah, all right.
Freddie, we have been
waiting... Do you mind not barging in, Mum?
Lily won't forgive you if you make her late for school again. What are you doing?
What does it look like?
You're perfectly capable of sending a text from the car. Now, please, come on.
Phoebe, will you get a move on?
All right, I'm coming. Can I have some toast?
No, you can't. If you're not out of this house in 5 minutes, you're going to miss the school bus. And I'm not driving you into Borchester. Now, eat your cereal. And how many times do I have to tell you no phones at mealtimes?
It's only a text.
Morning.
Hi, Grandad.
Hey, shouldn't you be on your way to school?
Not you as well.
Oh, sorry.
What do you want, Mike?
I just wondered if you'd mind me tidying up your side of the garden.
No, of course not.
Only we've got the open day tomorrow, see, and Vicky wants everything looking its best. But I said to her, your garden has no business of anyone viewing ours.
Whatever you need to do, Mike, you carry on.
Oh, and can we pinch a few of your Michaelmas days?
Yes, whatever. Help yourself, OK?
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to. See you later.
What's the matter with you?
Yes, that's all booked in for you. We look forward to seeing you. And thank you for choosing Lower Loxley. Goodbye. Come in.
Elizabeth?
Oh, hello.
Have you got a minute?
Yes, of course. Come on in. Sorry, I thought you were Geraldine.
No, I've just been talking to her.
Here, have a seat.
Thanks. About the Hunt Ball.
Everything all right?
Yeah, you're fine. She seems very efficient.
Yes, she is, if a little loud.
I thought, well, having taken over so recently from Roy...
Oh, she's been with us for about 3 months now.
Oh, no,
She knows the ropes.
No, I meant with the Hunt Ball. That was very much Roy's thing, wasn't it?
Well, yes, but Geraldine, she's very quick on the uptake.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but... Well, I thought since I was here anyway, well... Roy rang me earlier this week looking for work. I didn't have anything at the time, though perhaps now. Only it came as a bit of a surprise to discover you'd left Lower Loxley.
Yes, yes, I'm sure.
I thought he was happily settled here. And, to be honest, he was rather vague about why he'd left so suddenly.
Well, it was his decision.
Oh, was it?
Well, it was a mutual decision in that I didn't want to stand in his way and he felt that it was time to move on.
Really?
You know, time for a new challenge.
But to leave so suddenly.
I know, I know. But honestly, it's nothing. Well, that's what we decided was for the best. You know, it was perfectly amicable. And I'm happy to give him a reference if something's come up.
Oh, no. No, I don't need that. I'm well aware of his talents. I'm simply surprised you're letting him go.
Well, I'm very sorry to lose him. Of course I am. But there were... Well, we both felt that this was probably as good a time as any for a change.
I see.
But if you and Oliver are at all concerned about the hunt ball...
No, really. I'm surprised Shula didn't mention the change of plan when we saw her at the hunt.
Well, no, I haven't told anyone about Roy leaving yet. It's been such a crazy week and trying to get Geraldine up to speed on everything Roy had been doing. So, yeah, I haven't spoken to anyone, really.
I'm sorry, Mike. That was so rude of me. I've been kicking myself all day.
Well, I've got to admit, I was a bit worried.
It caught me at a bad moment.
Oh. Is it because of Roy leaving his job?
Oh, it's nothing to do with that.
Oh.
There you go. Help yourself to sugar.
Oh, cheers.
It was just... You know what it's like in the morning, trying to get the kids dressed, fed and on the school bus.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I didn't think...
No, I'm the one who should be sorry.
Bursting in without a buy your leave.
Roy!
What?
Your dad's here. Made a cup of tea.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the open day tomorrow, see? And since Rodway's arranged it, Vicky's gone into total overdrive.
Oh, I can imagine.
Had me painting the bathroom ceiling yesterday.
What was wrong with it?
Oh, nothing anyone would notice. Then she flew into a panic about the state of the garden. Still hasn't recovered properly from last week's rain. And once I tidied up our half...
It showed up what a mess our side is.
You don't mind, do you?
No, I'm very grateful, Mike. You've done a lovely job. It looks a lot better.
Hiya, Dad.
Oh.
There you are. I'll pour your tea.
How's the job search going?
Early days yet.
You know, I can't help feeling you'd have been better hanging on at Lower Loxley.
It's done now, Dad.
What? But to leave a secure job like that in the present climate...
There's no going back.
Well, maybe if you had a word with Elizabeth.
No, really.
There you go. Oh,
thanks. Oh, the minute I sit down... Oh, it's Caroline.
Oh?
I'll take it in the kitchen.
Hi, Caroline.
Fingers crossed, Mike.
What for?
Roy's been networking.
You are still looking for work, are you?
Yeah.
Only something's come up.
Oh?
I'm almost embarrassed to mention it. It's way below your pay grade. I will understand if you turn it down, but I've just lost a reception clerk.
Reception clerk?
Danielle. Do you remember Danielle?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Well, she got married last year and now she's expecting a baby. She wasn't supposed to be going on maternity leave until the new year, but she's having a rough time, poor thing, so... She's decided to go now.
And when you say now...
Today.
Oh.
Look, I know it's a come down, Roy, but you'd be doing me an enormous favour and, well, it might help tide you over till you can find something more worthy of your talents.
When do you want me to start?
But surely if you talk to Elizabeth...
You haven't told us how you got on yesterday, Mike.
Yesterday?
Here, the bloke who was coming to look at the business...
Oh, that. Yeah. Well, it went really well.
So, is he going to buy it?
I don't know. Well, he didn't commit himself, but... I think we can allow ourselves to hope.
What did he say?
Well, he had a jolly good look round. Ed did a cracking job showing off the herd, giving the hard sell on the benefits of Guernsey milk, particularly from grass-fed cows.
Good for him.
Then I give him a guided tour of the bottling plant, introduced him to Rosa. He was obviously impressed.
With Rosa?
Oh, yeah, well, that too, but no, the setup generally.
So, all fingers and toes crossed, eh?
Oh, it'd be such a weight off my mind, Ailey, it really would.
Hmm. Well, that's good news.
What?
Caroline's offered me a job.
Oh.
It's only temporary, not very well paid, but I can start straight away.
What is it?
Reception clerk.
Oh, well.
A receptionist? Is that all? Oh, didn't I say you should have hung on at Lower Loxley till something decent turned up?
Hi, Freddie.
I'm on my bike. I'm just setting off.
All right. See you in about half an hour.
But not at your house, okay?
Why not?
Meet me on the green. The bench by the pond.
You could have phoned Roy.
Yeah, or I could have sent you a solicitor's letter. But I thought it was better to do this face to face.
Do what?
I've taken legal advice. And what I've discovered is that you're way out of line. You can't sack me without just cause.
But I'm not sacking you.
That's what it amounts to. You're not letting me keep a job, are you?
I'm trying to do what's best for both of us.
Yeah, only I'm the one who's losing out, when we're both just as guilty.
Oh, come on, Roy.
Yeah, so, if you want me to go quietly, you're going to have to come up with a substantial settlement package. Otherwise, I'll be claiming unfair dismissal and taking you to a tribunal.
You can't do that.
Watch me.
I thought we were going to be civilised about this.
Oh, you think it's civilised, do you? To chuck me out of my ear with an ex gratia payment made out of the goodness of your charitable heart?
Roy, please, why are you being like this?
Who do you expect me to be? My whole life. Everything is in ruins.
Roy.
No, leave me alone.
Sorry.
The point is, I have a family to support. And losing my salary, we're facing huge financial problems.
Yeah, but you'll easily get another job.
You reckon?
I'll give you a glowing reference.
Oh, how very generous of you.
Caroline came to see me this morning.
Did she?
Yeah, and said that...
Yeah, what did you tell her?
Nothing. Just that you decided to move on. Pastures new and all that. And she said she might have a job for you.
Did she tell you what the job is?
No.
Temporary reception clerk on a wage that will scarcely cover my family's grocery bills.
Oh.
Now look. You can't have run Lower Loxley all these years without learning something about employment law. You cannot sack me because you feel like it.
I know that.
Or to keep Freddy happy.
But surely the most important thing is to come to an arrangement in private, but between ourselves. Right, you don't want everyone else knowing, do you?
Of course I don't. But I've got to take care of my family. And you're not being fair to me, Elizabeth. You're not being fair to me at all.
What's all the sneaking around for? Why can't you come to our house?
How are things at home, Phoebe?
Pretty awful, to be honest. Because of Dad leaving his job.
Yeah, well...
But you know about that.
Of course I do.
He's mooning round, bored out of his skull. Mum's in a foul temper most of the time.
Do you want to know why?
Hmm?
Why your dad left his job? And why your mum's in such a foul mood?
What are you on about?
Your dad and my mum, they've been having an affair.
What?
It's been going on for months.
Oh, shut up, Freddie.
I saw them in the office together.
You're sick!
I wish. Mum said it was just a friendly hug. It wasn't. So I started watching them.
I don't believe you.
Why do you think your dad left, eh? Like that. Because I found out what they were up to.
No. So gross.
And true. He gave Mum this stupid heart-shaped locket.
That doesn't prove anything.
She admitted it, Phoebe.
No!
Yes. I found her crying her eyes out. I told her I knew. She said it was over, but that she was going to tell him to leave anyway.
I can't believe it.
That was going to be it. The end.
I can't believe my dad. No.
I'm sorry.
You're such a hypocrite.
I've been thinking about it for days, whether to tell you or not.
Oh.
I hadn't even made my mind up for sure when I texted you. But you know what?
What?
When I was coming over, I saw his car turning into our drive. So I had to tell you, Phoebe. It's still going on.
Thank you.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.